The virus is hepatitis C. Most people get it when they share needles and inject drugs. Left untreated, the disease will destroy your liver. But that did not deter Dr. David Goldberg from offering transplant patients who do not have hepatitis C, hepatitis C infected organs.
The thought of giving someone hepatitis C was like a no-brainer. It seemed sort of a logical thing to do.
Goldberg is a liver doctor on the transplant team at the University of Pennsylvania. He used to dread hepatitis C. The old medication worked half the time. The side effects left patients feeling like they had the flu. It caused depression and anxiety. But now there's a symptom-free cure that avoids liver damage.
These new hepatitis C drugs are so great. I wonder if we could actually infect people with hepatitis C to use more organs, perform more transplants, and save more lives.
About 5% of people waiting for kidneys die every year. Goldberg thought, why not give them these kidneys and then cure them of hepatitis C? He noticed a trend in how donors were dying. They were overdosing on opioids, and many had contracted hepatitis C.
There were more than 800 kidneys each year from donors with hepatitis C that were discarded.
So Goldberg designed a clinical trial at Penn, and he started to call people who might consider being a part of it. That's how he met Kieran Chalat, who calls Yardley, Pennsylvania, home.
First time I saw my swollen legs, I was terrified. And that was like a real indication of kidney failures.
Chalat was on a wait list for a new kidney for about a year. He knew it would be a while, but when he called to check how long he had left to wait, he learned there were thousands of people in front of him.
It was pretty depressing that, you know, at that point, I saw, okay, well, I have to just fight for a lot more years ahead. And at that exactly same moment, my cell phone rang, and it was Dr. Goldberg on the other side.
The calls themselves, those first calls, were very awkward. Probably as awkward as a blind date call when, you know, a friend gives you someone's number.
At first, Chalat was confused why a liver doctor he had never met was calling to offer him a diseased kidney. But when Goldberg mentioned the organ would come in months instead of years,
that's when my ears were perked up, I said, yes, I'm interested.
Chalat was sold after he learned about the good odds for a hepatitis C cure. But Goldberg's colleagues at Penn were reluctant.
Some of the surgeons took convincing. There was still a visceral response, understandably, to infecting someone with what you had learned in medical school as a life-threatening infection.
They were worried the medication wouldn't work and the transplant wouldn't take. Meanwhile, Chalat waited by the phone for his hepatitis C kidney to come through. And sure enough, less than 3 months after he met Dr. Goldberg, he got a call and he got his kidney. So how did it turn out? Do you hear that? That is the sound of Chalat breathing upside down in a headstand in the middle of his living room, dressed in black slacks and a lavender button-down.
I'm feeling as if I felt maybe 10, 12 years ago. The energy level is phenomenal.
Chalat and the 19 other people who signed up for the trial got hepatitis C. All were cured and all kept their kidneys. There's a catch, though. Merck, a pharmaceutical company, donated the hepatitis C medication to the program at Penn. Goldberg says otherwise the trial wouldn't have been possible.
I personally would not do this until I could look a patient in the eye and say, I guarantee once you get hepatitis C, your insurance will pay for the drug.
Goldberg says there's a compelling argument for insurers to cover it. In Chalat's case, dialysis cost his insurer $1,500 a night. Over time, it's cheaper to get a new kidney plus hepatitis C treatment. But so far, most insurers aren't interested. Goldberg hopes that will change as they show more success. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Emily Foreman.